Officials in Surprise have been trying to get a sense of what their residents think about transit and what kinds of transit they might be interested in. Earlier this year, the city circulated a survey. Officials are continuing to gather public input on this. Joining me to talk about what they found so far is Eric Fitzer, Surprise's Community Development Director. And Eric, let's get right to that. What have you found so far?
The most surprising thing for me that I saw was that we actually have a decent-sized in-migration of people that are coming into the community, whether it's for work or events or, you know, entertainment, which hadn't been proven in any of the other studies that we had seen out in the, kind of the Northwest Valley. So that was actually kind of eye-opening for all of us. So I think of the 1,700 respondents, we had over 200 people that were coming into the community, which is a decent size because most of the studies in the past that were done showed that we pretty much just had all out-migration. There wasn't much in-migration into the city.
Do you have a sense of what kinds of transit options people might be looking at and what kinds of transit options might be feasible for the city?
You know, at this point, we're currently kind of, you know, still kind of dissecting a lot of that data. But, you know, ultimately, it's really kind of the city's plan. There's no, you know, set version of transit that we see that will come out of it. You know, whether it's if we can partner with one of the rideshare companies, whether it's, you know, bus rapid transit, commuter rail, those types of things, circulators, you know, we're looking at a little bit of everything. But just because of the new options with Ubers and Lyfts, you know, we're really kind of taking a look at that as well. And how could something like that possibly work for a community like ours?
Do you have a sense of what the budget might be? Because some of those options, it seems to me, would be more expensive than others.
Yes, no, that's exactly right. You know, fixed line transit is extremely expensive. And at this point, we're not there yet. We're right now, we're actually looking at kind of destination points and what those destination points are, where people are traveling to, whether that's our industrial park, whether that's our entertainment area, whether that's the city hall complex and the stadium. So, you know, it's really going to depend on kind of where we see the vast majority of people going to. In other studies I've been involved with, you know, you kind of look at where people going and where they're going to, and that kind of dictates the type of transit that you want to look at possibly providing for that type of movement. But one of the big pieces of our overall study and scope is, you know, what options do we come up with, and how are we going to fund them? You know, what creative options are there out there for funding, you know, infrastructure like this? So,
what kind of timeline are you looking at? I mean, when might residents or people who are coming into Surprise for work or for entertainment, when might some of those options be available for them?
So we're looking at kind of the near and long term. So our near term is, you know, 1 to 5 years. What can we establish in the next 1 to 5 years to provide increased transit options to our community? And then what are the long term types of transit options that we could look at, which again would feed more into your more costly types of transit. And the long term is going to give us more time to kind of plan how we're going to, you know, move forward with that and how we're going to, you know, partner with the region to try to make these options work.
All right. That's Eric Fitzer, Community Development Director with the City of Surprise. Eric, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.